Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders agree on a plan to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. In exchange, Turkey would get certain political concessions and financial aid. The EU would pay Turkey to take back migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece. Tens of thousands of other refugees would be spread out evenly across the EU. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The EU's refugee relocation scheme is aimed at Syrians. The fate of other nationalities is as yet undecided. Part of Europe's proposed deal with Ankara would see migrants here in Greece sent back to Turkey. Under normal European rules, those subject to persecution are able to claim asylum in the EU. But the European rulebook is being rewritten, and the future for the refugees stranded in Greece is highly uncertain. Henry Ridgewell, Athens.
Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says South Sudan is supporting rebels fighting the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to President Omar al-Bashir Thursday aired the accusation and border warning. The foreign minister of South Sudan denies the charge. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide.
But over the past months, we have conducted a review of the vast amount of information gathered by the State Department, by our intelligence community, by outside groups. And my conclusion is based on that information and on the nature of the acts reported.
Kerry says the group targets Yazidis, Christians, Shiites, and other populations for abuse. The genocide declaration means the U.S. could prosecute any Islamic State member in the U.S. This is VOA News. The Islamic